His boss, who was a woman, said, well, why don't you ask her? He came back the next day and he said, it's amazing, she did want it. Well, what had given him the impression that she didn't want to be promoted? She had talked as if she didn't want to be promoted. She had said how happy she was in her job. And many women assume that it's inappropriate, it would be out of place to say that you want a promotion. You should do a good job and it will be recognized. And yet I found in my research that frequently promotions went to the people who asked for it. Such a simple thing. Just telling your boss that you'd like to be promoted. Promotions also often went to the people who already talked as if they had the higher job. And this is very, very complicated because when a person talks in a way as if they had the higher job, they may not be liked. They may really rub their peers the wrong way. And again, I'm thinking of a company in which I shadowed people and I did a lot of research, and so I knew the people there. There was one man in a group who had alienated just about everybody in the group. His immediate boss told me that he was really unmanageable because he seemed to ignore what she said and keep in mind her boss with everything that he did. His peers were quite annoyed with him because he didn't pull his own weight. He was so focused on pleasing his boss's boss. He would even take on tasks that the boss's boss asked him to do and leave aside tasks that his boss had asked him to do. And so his other peers had to fill in. This was a company in which I had interviewed not only the managers, but the people that reported to them and their boss's bosses up to the CEO of that company. And sure enough, when I interviewed the boss's boss, I was told that this man was an especially good worker and was next in line for promotion. He had to be willing to put up with the displeasure of his peers in order to make a good impression on the person who actually had the power to promote him. This is something that might be more difficult for many women than for many men. In other words, many women feel especially uncomfortable if they don't have the goodwill of their peers, and in particular, women learn from early on not to incur the displeasure of your peers by talking as if you're too big for your britches. That's another thing that the bosses have to be aware of in deciding who they are going to promote. One other example comes to mind, and this came from a company where, again, I interviewed everybody up to the CEO. The CEO commented to me that he often had to make decisions in 5 minutes about projects on which people under him had worked for 5 months. They would come to see him, they would lay out what they had investigated and what they wanted to do, and they would ask his approval to do it. He really didn't have enough time to go into all the details, and what he said to me was, I decide by how confident they seem. If they seem really confident, I say, go ahead. If they don't seem very confident, I tell them it's a no-go. Oh my goodness. When I heard him say that, all my research came to my mind, in which people who felt confident had very different ways of putting themselves forward. So there may well be a person who would come to the CEO and say, this is a winner. I'm sure it's going to be great. And inside might be thinking he really doesn't know, but that's the right way to put your best foot forward. Somebody else might come to him and say something like, there's really no way to know for sure how this is going to turn out, but the best guess I can make is that it should work out pretty well. Well, that might not seem very confident, and the CEO may say, forget it. That may be someone who was quite confident that it was going to work out, but felt that acting as if she were totally confident would be boasting, would be inappropriate. Since what we're talking about here is getting the business's work done, it's incumbent upon the CEO himself to be familiar with the styles of the people that report to him and make sure that he is passing out rewards to the people who really have the work behind it, not just the people who talk in a way that come across as confident.